With Montana News, I'm Austin Amestoy. Mobile home residents who live next to a campground in Missoula found out this winter that the land under their homes had been sold and rents would go up. The new owners also want to change the property's layout, which will displace some long-term renters. This story comes from a reporting partnership between the University of Montana School of Journalism and Montana Public Radio. Luke Schmidt talked to some facing tough choices.
Hello.
Hey, Ralph, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I was just wondering if I could talk to you for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
This is Ralph Escalante. Ralph and his girlfriend live in a dark yellow trailer built in 1972. It's in a mobile home park next to the Missoula KOA, and it's also one of the spots the park's new owners will eliminate when they make changes. They plan to build a wall or fence to further separate the campground from the mobile home park.
They sent us a letter in the mail that said sometime in the future they'd let us know when we have to move out. They're building this wall to make a distinction between the two parks. They haven't like shown us any maps or, you know, plans for it, but why do they need all this space? I mean, it's pretty big.
Before the sale, the Missoula KOA had the distinction of being one of the oldest family-owned KOAs in the country. KOA stands for Campgrounds of America, but campgrounds with a K, obviously. Lori Wisby's family sold it last December to Missoula Valley Partners, an LLC registered in Bend, Oregon. Neither Wisby nor Missoula Valley Partners responded for comment. For Escalante, the sale is tough news.
I was kind of sad. I was kind of sad and upset in a way because we just bought this mobile home a couple months before we got the letter.
When I first spoke to Escalante, he didn't know what his next step would be. He didn't have a backup plan, but when I returned a week later, Ralph had good news. A travel trailer would open up a few streets over, still in the mobile home park. But he's still worried.
What's the investors' plans? In 5 years, are they going to change it into another apartment complex?
For his neighbor, Kelsey Mostad, finding another open spot in the KOA park isn't an option. Mostad lives in a 1995 green trailer home on the street where the wall will go.
Get home from having a baby and everything, and you finally get settled in, and then, you know, like the week before Christmas, find out that you gotta move. It was a lot.
Mostad has dealt with the housing crisis for a few years since graduating from the University of Montana. She's got a bachelor's in management and entrepreneurship and currently works at Envoy Mortgage in Missoula.
I work in the housing industry and I've seen in the last 3 years how it's exploded. And it's kind of disheartening to see your hometown get turned into this kind of bougie.
It sucks. I'm an emotional person. It's hard seeing your hometown burn on you.
According to the Missoula County Treasurer, Missoula has seen a 14% increase in mobile home living over the last 2 years. It's one of the last affordable options to own in Missoula, although people still have to rent their lots. The median sales for a home in Missoula for the first 6 months of 2021 was $430,000. That's according to the Missoula Organization of Realtors, and that's a nearly 23% jump from the year before. The rental vacancy rate during that time was less than 2%. Deary Kane is not at the KOA. She manages another RV park in Missoula called Travoy Village, and she's seen the growing demand.
We have 282 spaces. More inquiries than I can ever remember, like per day, people calling. You see the ads go up on like Facebook or Craigslist, and they're just only up for minutes.
Kane's worked at the Travoy for more than 30 years and has owned it with her husband since 1991.
A lot of times we order homes from a manufacturer and put them on the lots and then sell them, or typically we do a lease with the option to buy, and those are all completely occupied as well.
Business is good, but she also knows that means it's tough for people out of options.
I think it's just going to get worse and worse because there's literally nothing out there for rentals, and what you can find is super expensive. Yeah. And it's just a lot of people can't afford that, and I just think that's going to be a big, big issue here.
Jennifer Ballinger, who owns Jim and Mary's RV park, agrees there's housing problems across all sectors and thinks a lot about the aging population.
Trailer courts have always had that low-income connotation,
yeah.
But there's also a whole demographic of older folks, and they're just getting run out and or over like charged more than they can afford.
Ballinger grew up in Western Washington and traveled the country before arriving in Missoula in 1999. Her family was able to purchase the park from the previous owner, Jim and Mary, in April of 2000. The park has 70 total spaces.
I really do wonder what my responsibility is if someone walked in here and said, hey, give you $10 million for this place. We're going to put up a Costco or mall or whatever they want to do. Like, what is my responsibility to people? I think I would just have to try to do right by everybody as best I could.
Ballinger has two children of her own and has seen multiple families leave the Missoula area due to the cost of living here.
You cannot afford that level of wage to have a home, you know, live a decent life.
Mobile home displacement continues to grow. For the University of Montana and Montana Public Radio, I'm Luke Schmidt.